5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
All the people over here want to know, what is it like working with Billy Brownless?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Hi to you all, actually.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yes, howdy y'all. That's how it's done. Great to be with you this Wednesday. We've got a massive show in store for you on the Rush Hour. Catch up with all the sport goings on, including the absolute circus surrounding our boy Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers. We're going to head to Austin, just up the road from me, actually, to have a chat with the US AFL champs. We're going to have a Texas education session, the hump day quiz, of course, and the critically acclaimed, although I'm putting him on notice today because I was left speechless and frozen in my absolute trash yesterday. The joke was that bad. The mayor of Geelong himself, Billy Brownless. How are you, Bill?
G'day, Alpaca. How are you? Great to be with you. And you were frozen. And
Rabsy, never gets old.
Rabsy said some terrible things, so I apologise for that.
Right.
But I tell you what, you are in Houston, Texas, but I am down in Melbourne, but Geelong, of course, and it's the Geelong Cup today, the time-honoured Geelong Cup, over 2,400 metres, and what a day it's been down there. Beautiful, sunshiny day, looking forward to it, and I'll give you a winner later on after it's run and won. G'day, Rebs. But first of all, I must welcome our special guest, and it is a great privilege, even great honour, to sit in the studio with this man.
That was when
that's you, Nick.
Yeah.
That was me. Yeah. That was my introduction to Triple M, I think.
Yeah, it was.
And what did you think? No wonder you only did one game of footy for the year.
You scared me off, Bill. It was a rough start. You dented my confidence. Haven't we fought back, though, as a duo?
Yeah. Well, we started a bit rusty.
Oh, yeah, well, great. Yeah, no, good enthusiasm. Yes, I'm Bill. No, Raps. You're two from two.
We're better.
You should get into coaching, Bill.
We're better for a couple of runs, let me tell you.
Really. It was a rough start.
When you started rough in the dunny on Monday, I thought, we're in trouble here. And you had that bloody stupid hat on. You're all hat and no cattle, let me tell you. But now, a bit of footy news, because we'll just keep you up, because I want to ask you all about Ben Simmons and what's going on there. Yeah. But Jai Simpkin has signed on till 2024 at North Melbourne. They're going okay. They'll get the number one pick.
Yeah.
They're developing all right.
Yeah, no, they are. They are. Well, I mean, you get a few little free swings when you're down the bottom, don't you? Clearly the number one pick will walk through the door. They must have big raps on him to turn away some of the offers that they got from other clubs that we spoke about yesterday. Adelaide came hard with three first-round picks. And then Coleman Jones comes from Richmond, and That's the merry-go-round, isn't it? The fallout from the top clubs, you lose the best players, and a club like North get some good young kids.
Exactly. Mason Cox, we're going to talk to his brother, as you said, but he's still in limbo there at Collingwood, not sure what's going on there, so we might ask Nolan, his brother Nolan Cox. Good name. So we'll see what happens there. But the news, which is huge here in Melbourne, of course, and Australia, yes, but also big over there in America, is Ben Simmons and the, excuse the language, shitstorm that's happening over there. What is going on, Nick?
Well, it is a storm, Bill. You're spot on there. We spoke about it yesterday, didn't we? So he showed up to training to avoid not getting paid, because we could withhold some of his contract. He's still got 4 years, $147 million, if you don't mind, remaining on his contract with the 76ers. But he's demanded a trade.
Yep.
They didn't trade him, so he's shown up to training. And he hasn't brought a great attitude, it must be said. He trained yesterday in his trackies. He had his phone in his pocket for the entire session. He didn't join in the team huddle. And basically it got to a point where he was sending a message to them: hey, I don't want to be here. Trade me, because you're not going to get the best out of me. So bad was his attitude that Doc Rivers, the coach, actually sent him home. We've got a clip from the coach and Joel Embiid, his teammate.
It was a distraction today. I didn't think he wanted to do what everybody else was doing. And it was early. It wasn't a big deal. Just told him he should leave then. And we went on with practice. Every single moment, I'm going to give Ben a chance to join the team.
Yeah.
My job as a coach is to keep trying to get guys to buy in, to be in, And unfortunately, this is tougher, this situation. But that's my job.
That is unbelievable. That is his coach, his actual coach, telling him he's a distraction and also to go home. But his teammate, as you said, Joel Embiid, who is his teammate. And this is what he had to say about Ben.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. You know, that's not my job. You know, that's those guys' jobs. You know, I'm only focused on trying to make the team better. So, yeah, like I said, I don't really care.
That is unbelievable. That's a teammate. So
staggering.
Yeah.
Staggering, Billy. That's as bad as it gets, isn't it? As someone who played as part of a team in a team sport, the one thing you always want is you want the respect of your coach and your teammates. And, I mean, it couldn't be further from that for Ben Simmons.
That's right. And is it true to say that his manager is Rich Paul, who is the boyfriend of Adele?
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're more up with the pop culture than I am, Bill. I'm not sure where Adele fits into this, but
that's it. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
That's a different song. That's Lionel Richie.
Same singers they are. Hello, good song, and she's looking good at Adele. Actually, you've seen her
got a brand new song out as well,
and a brand new body, looking very good. Well done to her.
Hello.
Hey, speaking of basketball, our man Patty Mills, and that's why you wish Ben went to the Olympics and went as an Aussie and got amongst the family and they would have loved him. But Patty Mills, half time it is over there. He's playing for, who does he play for? The Nets.
He's with the Nets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At half time, he scored 15 points. He's 5 from 5.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep, and big too, because they're sort of star point guard. Well, they've got a few, you know, they've got stars everywhere on that team with Kevin Durant and James Harden and Kyrie Irving, who's the star point guard. He's not playing because he's refusing to get the COVID jab. So he's out and our man's taken over.
So what's wrong with the Aussies that play basketball? Irving?
From Melbourne.
Not getting the jab. You got Ben Simmons carrying
from
on.
Number
one pick. Carrying on like a pork chop. Those two are carrying on a bit too, isn't it? It's not a great...
They're carrying on. But Ben Simmons, he's doing a lot of damage to his own reputation and his value too. So he said he's got about $150 million remaining on his contract. If I'm a side there weighing up whether to trade for him or not, I reckon you want to see him be professional at least until he gets traded. I know he doesn't want to be there, but gee whiz, this has got divorce written all over it. What about you, Bill? You've been doing a bit of work Well, let's call him the greatest wingman of all time.
Oh, yes.
At a sporting, what was it? Was it at the soccer?
Soccer. Dutch soccer. We're talking a lot of Dutch soccer at the minute. Rabsy, come on. His name is Christian Roit Gathering, and he has gone to the bar during a game. All his mates are sitting there, and it's Christian's shout, okay? So he goes to the bar and comes back with 5 stacks of trays of beer. 5 trays all stacked up of beer. It's photos gone viral on social media. But what a good mate that is, Rui.
5 stacks. How many beers, Bill?
Well, 12 to a... No. It's 48 beers in total. So I'm just trying to work
it out. So it might be five tens, and he might have lost a couple along the way.
But it's a great photo. It's gone viral, as we said. But good on him. Imagine that. That's an expensive
shout.
Where was it? Over in Netherlands. There we go.
You missed the jump.
This warmed the cockles of my heart. I love that. It's coming back with all the mates. 48
you gotta say cockles. Don't just say cock.
I said cockles, you dick. Anyway, what a great start. That's a better start, Rui. You're on fire. And now,
guess
where we're going next? Back where to America.
We? We're going to Texas.
Sick of bloody Texas.
The 2021 US AFL champions are going to join us on the line next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to a joint gym that was that small that I put my key in the front door and it opened the back door.
Oh, no.
Shebang. Yeah. Peter and Kiel.
Shebang.
Nick Riewoldt, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by 2 premiership stars.
Yeah. Last month, the Demons were crowned AFL Premiers.
There it is! Melbourne, break the drought!
And last weekend, the USA crowned its footy champions as the Austin Crows won the US AFL Nationals. Here to tell us all about it, please welcome Stefan Barr and Nolan Cox.
Oh, what about these two superstars? Fresh off the back of a three-peat, if you don't mind. Don't worry about breaking a 50-odd year drought, Melbourne Demons fans. These boys are proper stars. Six out of the last eight as well, if you don't mind. US National Championships from the Austin Crows. Nolan and Steph, how are you boys? Still celebrating hard?
Rui, Bill, yeah, feeling it a little bit today, but it's it was a very enjoyable weekend. And top performer is our other guest here, Nolan. So, yeah, we're feeling it, mate.
Hey, well done. And then just go through, the Austin Crows defeated the New York Magpies 10-8, 68 to 2-2, 14. Nice win there. But I love, oh, Rui's over there in America, but you got some weird names. But the championships were held at the Onion Creek Soccer Complex, the old Onion Creek Soccer Complex. How was it? How many there? Tell us all about it, Nolsey.
Yeah, there'd be a couple thousand people there. Probably there was about 45 clubs from all over the country, so coast to coast. And yeah, we had four men's divisions, two women's divisions. So I think about 55 games total in all. And yeah, we were able to come out on top of the Division One in the men's side. So yeah, pretty exciting weekend all around.
Well, what's the standard like, Steph? You've obviously grown up in Victoria. You played footy all over the place, I'm assuming. How good is the actual standard in that Division One where you guys won it?
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think what's unique is you've probably got a handful of players who could really hold their own and all have had experience. Tommy Bug played for LA on the weekend. So there's a handful of guys there that have got some serious talent. And, you know, I find it really hard to compare because I think with the rules and the way they are, you have to have a maximum of 9 Australians on the field. So half the players on the field have to be Aussie. And that's like a rule. So I think it's a really good standard and I think it's constantly improving, but I always find it really hard to compare, mate.
Hey, Nolan, you are the brother of Mason Cox, of course, and you were best on ground. Well done there. You obviously play in the ruck?
Play a little bit in the ruck, yeah, and then some centre-half forward. So, yeah, had a pretty good weekend. Won the majority of the hitouts and was able to get forward for a couple goals in the final. So, yeah, did all right.
And Mason was there too.
Mason was there, yeah, and so was our other brother, Austin. He plays for the Seattle club, so family was all out there. Mom and dad made the trip down from Dallas, so yeah, big weekend for the boys. But yeah, Mace was the one that presented all the trophies and medals and everything, so I got to have him present the BOG for the final, which was a kind of a cool experience.
Oh, it's fantastic. Here in America. What about the names? Yeah. Austin, Mason, and Nolan Cox. That's interesting, I thought. But what's he doing, by the way? Because I see he's in limbo at Collingwood.
He's hanging out by the fire pit with mom and dad right now. So you have to ask him. I don't know what he's doing as far as the contract situation goes. I'll let the agents and everybody work that out. But yeah, I think he's got an offer on the table for now and trying to suss out what to do. But we try to stay out of the footy talk as much as we can, despite these tournaments out here. Just let him get away from it and enjoy the States a little bit.
And so, mate, Nolan, have you gotten into it because obviously Mason, made the cross over to Australia to pursue a career, or was it something look sort of around the time that he came to Collingwood that you started to get an interest in?
Yeah, I never heard of the sport until he got recruited at Collingwood, and I got recruited by the US, or I guess the AFL in general. And like, we ended up making that trip over together when he was getting recruited. And I was really just looking for a group of guys to watch games with and ended up stumbling across this whole competition in the US and figured I'd come out for a kick. And then next thing you know, I'm in the ruck getting bashed up every weekend and enjoying it.
Steph, you're a good Victorian, Rui. He's from Portland down there, lovely little spot down the Western District and good crayfish country. So what made you go to America? Were you chasing something?
I was lucky to get out. I did an exchange program at the University of Texas in 2013. And, you know, Rui spent some time in Texas, and the city of Austin's a pretty cool place. The plan was to return and live here for about a year, and I've been here 7 or 8 years now and absolutely love the place, mate. So, yeah, it's a special place, Austin, Texas.
And so you obviously play the Nationals every year, but within your sort of community, how do you sort of occupy your time within those Australians that want to have a kick every weekend? Like, do you just get together and train, or what do you do?
Yeah, organise training and try and run it as much as we can, like a club back home. And I think that's what's special for the Aussies here is we try and create an environment that feels like a footy club and Nolan can probably speak to this. He played a Div 1 NCAA level, and basically in the US, once you're a college athlete and you turn 22 years old, it all stops if you don't make the big time. And I think having a community sport and being able to engage and involve US people in the game of footy and create that club environment is really special. And so we do our best just to try and run it like any club back home. And I think that's what really, genuinely bonds us, and that's what we love.
Is there any money in it?
No, Bill. Sorry, mate.
Geez, I'm not going there.
It costs some money.
It cost you money, I would have thought, for some sort of fees. Yeah. But we got some audio here of you boys after your big win, of course, and you got in there, and you are called the Crows. So let's have a listen to the Austin Crows. That's terrible, boys. But I did see you had the Mad Monday. That was fantastic, all dressed up, and everyone had a crack there.
Yeah, we got the
lines going and everything. So, it was a big day. Enjoyed it.
All right, we'll let you go. Rui, you got any other questions before we wrap the boys? Oh, I want to say g'day to my mate Benny, who got me onto this. He plays with you also, and he said, Steph's a big Cats man. You got KT, Coxie, Hammer, Batesy, Cambo, Ferrari, and the package. So they're all part of the team?
That's them. Yep.
Yep. That's the majority of them. Probably half the boys.
Hey, well done. Premiership, that is fantastic. Get back on the Terps. There's a couple of frothies I reckon you can get back on today. Well done to the Austin Crows there, who won over the weekend, and they are the premiers.
Yeah, sure. Awesome work, boys. Hey, I'll try and drag Bill over maybe next year, and I don't know, maybe squeeze us in Ford Pocket or something like that.
Like, I like it. Always welcome.
Always welcome.
Good on you, boys. Well done.
It's the Rush Hour.
Well done, boys.
Billy and Rui on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
She pulls out a rectal thermometer.
I beg your pardon? I'd packed up my stuff.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Rui and Billy.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Hump Day Quiz. Billy Brownless here, and Nick Revolt, the judge, is over there in America. Have you been involved in one of these great quizzes, Rui?
Yes, Bill, when I was co-hosting with you, you probably can't remember. That's all right.
That's all
earlier in the year.
When he said it was a great privilege.
Great privilege. Privilege. Nick Revolt on board, of course, and called one game of footy after we signed him on big, big dollars. But we're lucky enough to have two very good guests on today, and one of them is all the way from the Docklands. G'day, Ash.
Hey, Bins. How we going?
Oh, Bins. How are you, mate? What's happening in the Docklands?
Nothing. Just sitting on the balcony enjoying the sun.
Right, are you ready to go Friday? What's the first thing you're going to do Friday?
Pub for a frothy, mate.
Oh, one off the tap. Nice, nice. Are you all over the Texas and worldly? How's your general knowledge?
I think I've got you covered, probably.
Yeah, wouldn't be hard. Thank you, Ash. You're going to win this. And we go to Bacchus Marsh. The great Doug Hawkins down there. G'day, Eddie.
G'day, Billy. How are you, mate?
What are you doing in the marsh?
I'm just chilling out in the sun, mate. Just ready to head back to work.
All right. Eh? Geelong Cup today. You had a bet?
Oh, no, not yet, mate. Haven't got time. Working too hard. Oh,
what do you do, Ed?
I'm a waterproofer.
A what? A waterproofer? What is a waterproofer?
We waterproof bathrooms and balconies and all that, Billy, so they don't leak before the tiles go down.
Oh, well, he walked out in the big dams or something. So, but isn't that called a corker or something? What's that called? It's called
we do a bit of that too, a bit of cork, and just sealing up gaps and that sort of thing, mate, just to stop the water, getting in through. And
all right, Ed, we know what you do now. Shut up, Ed. Now the prizes. Read them out, please, Raps.
$50 grilled voucher. Grilled burgers are natural, sustainable and healthy, so they're not only better for you and the planet, they're made fresh when you order and they taste rightlessly good too.
They do.
We also have St. Andrews Beach Golf Course. You and a mate are going to head there with a six-pack of beers to play that beautiful golf course.
And a golf cart. So what are the burgers? They're righteously good.
Yeah. Righteously.
Righteously good. That's what I said.
That's an interesting term. Right, there's
one across the road here too, boys.
Yes, there is.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. Not in Houston, I wouldn't have thought. But anyway,
you guys,
here in South Melbourne. Righto, Ash, you're Ash. And guess what, Eddie? Guess what you are?
What?
Eddie.
Eddie.
I can't believe Eddie said what? They're all waterproof.
Righto. Ash is paying $1.10.
Righto, here we go, boys. Rui is the judge. He's over in Houston. He's going to judge it. Here we go. Jump in when you want. Which AFL team did Adam Chera play for in 2022? Which team, Willie?
Oh. Yeah, Ash.
Freo.
Oh, no.
But you said did play for, so you stitched him up a bit.
You slaughtered this.
Righto, here we go, Freddie. Which AFL team will Adam Chera play for in 2022? Eddie?
Adelaide.
Oh, no.
What's the answer?
Well, it's Carlton.
Yeah.
And Ash.
Goodness me.
I reckon Ash would have gone with it if you read the question outright. So, righto, number two. Who is this contestant on Celebrity MasterChef?
Being an athlete, I do have a competitive streak.
I love Eddie.
And I want to win.
Eddie.
Ash.
Ash.
Thorpey.
Ian Thorpe. Actually, I think we got him on Friday, Roo. That'll be good to have a chat to the great man.
Yes, great man, Thorpey. Yep. Right. 1-0.
Eh?
1-0.
Oh, sorry.
1-0. That's the score, Bill.
1-0. I'd go 1-0 or something, not 1-0.
Oh, I haven't listened to you.
Number three.
God, goodness, mate. Just read it outright.
Who has the larger population, boys? Texas or Australia?
Eddie.
Ash.
Eddie.
Eddie, I think. Yep.
Eddie.
Australia.
No.
Hang on. Oh, no.
Ash.
Texas.
Can you believe Texas has 29 million people? And Australia has 25.6 million people. So your little state over there, Roo, has got more than Australia in it.
What's big joint, Bill.
What's the score, Roo?
Fit you in it. 2-0, Bill.
Better.
Tipping, I'm not getting the next one.
Ash has heard the quiz before. Righto, you ready, Eddie?
I'm ready, mate.
Ready, setty, Eddie. Name this famous Texan TV show. Eddie,
I think I heard Eddie.
Hang on, I
heard
it.
It sounded like
Bonanza.
Yes!
Yay! Well done, Eddie.
Score.
Thank you.
Hey, Bill, it's 2-1, Bill.
Well done.
Yep.
Boys, in the T20 World Cup, what country was the cricketer from who took a double hat-trick?
Ash. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
He's apologised.
Apologise for answer. Righto, Ash, what was it?
Ireland.
Yes.
Ireland, yes, the answer.
There we go. So 2-1. Well done.
Are we going to keep
going? Yeah, keep rolling.
There we go. Audio question. You got it, Raps?
Yeah. What is going on?
Fill in the missing words.
Houston.
We have a problem.
Who was that?
Eddie!
He's back! Two all! One to go.
Oh, we've lost control.
Righto. I've got a flying one here. What is the new NRL team that will join the competition in 2023? Ash.
Redcliffe Dolphins.
Oh, he's too good. Too good, Ash. Well done,
Ash.
Well done. He deserved that. And he can have a choice, of course, of the prizes there, which are the grilled burger, $50 voucher.
Which are righteously good.
Rightlessly good. And or the St. Andrews Beach. So you get the, two players can go down there. You get a golf cart and you get a six pack, if you don't mind. Ashley, what do you think?
We might take the St. Andrews, please, boys.
Well done.
Good choice.
And Eddie, nice. You sound like you need a couple of burgers.
Bring it on, Billy. I'll eat them, mate.
Hey, well done, boys. Thank you very much. And well,
good stuff.
Well done, Roo. That was great officiating.
Yeah, seamless from you too, Bill.
Coming up next on the Rush Hour, we know that our man is in Houston,
yeah,
which is a bit different to Australia, Bill.
Bloody different.
So he's going to give us an education lesson on how Texas is different to Australia.
I like his education lessons. Hard to say that.
It's not, though. It's a Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying it's a fait accompli, but I'm saying that it's a fate.
Oh, wow.
And not complete yet.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Billy Brownless and our Texas reporter, Nick Revolt.
Oh, yes. A little bit of an education session here, Bill, for the Rush Hour family, just on some of the differences between back home in Melbourne and over here that I've noticed. I mean, the first one that smacks you in the face when you land, we're getting close to Halloween, Bill.
Oh.
And they celebrate holidays over here like they are on steroids. We went today to a store, basically a Bunnings for Halloween costumes.
Yes.
I don't know what they do for the other 11 months of the year. I'm not sure it's all that successful business, to be honest. But yes. Halloween, absolutely in full swing over here on steroids. One thing that's really struck me since I was here, and this is new, I've seen people walking, not many, but a couple, walking along the street, just regular citizens, with the gun on the belt, the little handgun.
Like a real handgun.
A proper little handgun. So they've recently passed a new open carry law, which means you can carry a handgun. You need a background check to get a handgun, but you don't need a permit to carry it on your belt. The only requirement is that the gun is carried in a holster attached to a belt or a shoulder holster.
Jeez, I hope you don't go off in the holster.
that would be terrible. But seriously, I've subbed. It's very jarring because, I mean, you couldn't be further from that in Australia with our reform and all of that sort of stuff.
And that's what we think about when you do think about America is guns, unfortunately, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. No, well, yeah, that's one that I've just noticed it a couple of times and thought, gee whiz, that's that is odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, wowee. So I did a little bit of research. I'll tell you what, the one thing that they've got absolutely nailed over here, and that is the road rule that you can turn right. They drive on the other side of the road. So for us, it would be left.
Yeah.
On a red light.
Yes.
So, you know, when you're sitting at a red light and there are just no cars coming.
No.
So you could turn with the traffic and essentially the red light just becomes a giveaway sign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it just keeps all the traffic moving. So right on red, it would be left on red for us, I think, is something that should be considered because it's a bloody good rule and it keeps the traffic moving along nice and quickly. And I've just dug a little bit deeper as well. I've just done a little bit of research, and I want to break the law while I'm here. So I've looked up some of their little bit more unusual bills, some of their more unusual laws. It is illegal in Texas to shoot buffalo from the second story of a hotel.
Wow.
It's illegal, Bill, to eat your neighbor's garbage without permission. And it's also against the law. You must not milk someone else's cow because that is considered theft. So I think probably at least two of those might apply to you, Bill.
Yes. I like
you
a
can
good
figure
milking.
Out which ones.
I like the milking. I don't worry about that. It is a weird joint when you some of the hey, how did your kids go? Because you spoke about, I think, Monday they were going to school, and the big thing that got us was no uniform and you don't take your lunch.
Yeah, no uniform. So the lunch thing's come back to bite James today because they had pizza yesterday, which I think is a Monday thing. So we thought he was going to roll in today and double down on the pizza. And he got in the car. He said, I'm so hungry. The food was absolutely terrible. He didn't say shit house, but if he knew it, he would have. He said it was terrible. So the uniform one's a killer.
Yeah.
They've only been two mornings and both mornings we've had arguments about what they were wearing. So I need to fix that one up. But, I mean, it is an awesome joint. The cost of living, affordability is all great. The opportunities over here, and just the atmosphere and the culture. I mean, very, very friendly place. A lot of fun. You'd fit in well over here, Bill.
Oh, I'd love to go to a bar and just go, couple of beers, thanks, mate. And just be a real Aussie.
They'd be all over you.
Oh, yeah.
All over you.
Hey, when are you going to the ranch? Is there a ranch you were going to go to?
Yeah. We'll head up there for Thanksgiving. So that's sort of mid to late November.
Righto. And that's
get up there and it's
fair dinkum ranch, isn't it? You got you can shoot. And
Longhorn. So, what was his name? Buckle, whatever.
Buckle Mouth or something.
What was his name?
Buckle Horn. Buckle Dick.
I think it was Bucklehead, Bill.
Yeah, well, Bucklehead. They got the long horns and all that down there. So, yeah, she's a full-blown ranch.
Good boy.
Well, oh, that's nice. Rui's actually done a bit of research for that segment,
yeah,
which is great. Your joke's coming up next. You done any research for that?
Not one bit.
It's a Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Billy Brownless.
Hey, I'm here. Good vibes only.
Nick Revolt. This is Triple M's Rush Hour on tomorrow's show. Nick Natanui is going to join us and one of Rui's ex-teammates doing magnificent things over in the US, Aaron Sipos as well.
How's he going, Rui?
Oh, he's absolutely braining him, Bill. Absolutely braining him. Living the dream too.
Good on
he's,
him.
Is Sipo punting for the Philadelphia Eagles and, yeah, just started his career but off to a flyer.
And Nick Nat too's put out a book.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? Nicknet. Paddywhack. I don't know what it's called, but we'll have a chat to him tomorrow. But I'll tell you what I have got. I've got a very timely joke for you, Root.
Oh, come on. You got a lift, man.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously. I can't keep doing
this. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, no. Righto, Root. Here we go.
Come on.
If you are a American when you go to the bathroom.
An American.
Yeah.
And you're a American when you come out of the bathroom.
An American.
Yeah.
What are you in the bathroom? European. European, really? Did you get it?
Yeah, I got you.
Do you want me to explain it to you? Or what?
No, I get it. What do you want me to do?
Laugh.
Bill. European.
That's better.
I'm pissing myself, Bill. That was a classic.
That's better. Actually, I think you were better last night when you were frozen. Hey, good work, Rui. Catch you tomorrow.
Well done, team. Catch you tomorrow.
Bye. See you, mate.